As I said at the beginning of Mass, we celebrate Gaudete Sunday today. The word Gaudete means rejoice. You know, we light the third Advent candle, the rose-colored candle, and it's a sign of the joy that we're looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. And so the question I want to ask today is, you know, what is the source of that joy? You know, what is it that we should be rejoicing in and celebrating at this moment? And I think in our first reading, the prophet Isaiah gives us an insight into the answer. He said, "In my God is the joy of my soul." He doesn't say that God is one of many things that gives him joy. Like, I have a list of 15 things that I'm really happy about, and God's one of them. And he doesn't say just that God produces part of the joy, but he says, "In God is the joy of my soul." Why? Why is that? And a question for us to ask is, when we look into our soul, do we find joy in there? Or is there something else? Darkness or bitterness or loneliness? And is God the source of that joy? So I want to focus on that theme. And there's so many different angles that we could look at this from. How does God give us joy? But I just want to focus on one line from the prophet Isaiah. And he talks about when the Messiah comes, how he will heal the brokenhearted as a cause for our joy. And I was thinking, you know, when I visit our parishioners in the nursing homes, and you see them there and, you know, the other people who are there as well, especially when their minds are still very sharp and their bodies are, you know, deteriorating to the point where they can't even do simple tasks, like they can't even get up and walk down the hallway and get a coffee for themselves anymore. It can be so frustrating for them. You know, many of them, they still want to be out socializing, they still want to be working or doing something, and their minds are sharp, but they can't do even basic functions in a lot of cases. They can't go out and drive somewhere. And day after day, you know, they have to deal with that situation, and many of them are separated from their loved ones or their families. You know, a lot of their friends might be deceased, and many of them are lonely and only get a rare or occasional visit. You see a lot of them who do suffer from depression. You know, it's a very difficult situation, and it's easy to see how someone in that situation would be very brokenhearted. But I think that experience would be very different for somebody who has a deep and a rich relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, why is that? Well, for someone who has a deep relationship with Jesus Christ, they're never alone. They know that at any moment, they can lift up their heart to God in prayer, and they can find the best friend that they have in this world and the deepest love and delight of their soul who's right there, and they can talk to him at any moment. And so they don't have to experience loneliness. And if they're able to receive the sacraments, you know, the Lord comes to them in the Eucharist and the anointing of the sick in a powerful way to strengthen them and to commune with them. They don't have to face loneliness. And they have the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints that they can turn to. And as they do go through physical pain and suffering, they know that that suffering isn't useless, but that there's a purpose behind it. And everything that they suffer, they can offer up as a prayer to God to win the conversion and the salvation of others. And that every moment that they endure brings them one moment closer to their ultimate victory, when they'll see the greatest delight of their soul. And so they don't have to get discouraged, but their hope can build and build over time. And so we can see how a person in that situation who would otherwise be very broken, because they have a relationship with Jesus Christ, could bring them incredible joy. You know, my great-grandfather lived to be 99 and a third years old. And, you know, he said one time if he knew he was going to live that long, he would have taken better care of himself. But in the nursing home, he never seemed to get depressed or discouraged or lonely. And you know, when I visited and I saw, he pulled out this stack. It was over an inch thick of prayer cards and different devotionals. And he said he would pray through those every day. He had a deep relationship with Jesus Christ, and it gave him hope, and it gave him fulfillment. And I think that's what Isaiah is talking about when he talks about how the Messiah is going to heal the brokenhearted, and how he is the joy of our souls. You know, another example, when I think of the brokenhearted, I was also thinking about how many young people grow up in our society in broken homes, and how many of them have experienced rejection within their family, you know, growing up, or some form of abuse. And the deep wounds that can often leave within them, that they carry with them as they grow up and live their lives. You know, how many of them suffer from a deep sense of a lack of self-worth or a fear of rejection or just the lie that their life is meaningless? And how powerful it is when they do have an encounter with Jesus Christ. And for the first time, they encounter the being who created them and brought them into existence in an act of love. And the one who loves them fully and totally and who will never abandon them. And how for the first time, you know, they can see that their life does have value, that they will not be abandoned. You know, that they do have meaning and that their life is sacred and precious. And how in a single instant of encountering the love of Christ, they can be completely and totally transformed. It's another example of how Jesus Christ can lift somebody up and heal the brokenhearted. And there's countless other examples we could give. But I think, unfortunately, too many people do not have a deep enough relationship with Jesus Christ to find the healing that's possible. You know, it's possible for someone to come to church 1,000 times and be suffering with deep pain or deep wounds within them, and yet never make the connection that Jesus Christ is the one who can heal those wounds that they carry. You know, if we don't go deep enough in our relationship with Christ, and if we don't look to him as a source of healing, we may not find him. But if we're in that position, what I'd encourage you to do is come to Eucharistic adoration. Spend 1 hour in the presence of the Eucharist, in the presence of Jesus Christ, and open up your heart before him. Bring him your suffering and the darkness that's within you, or the struggles that you're facing. Lay it out before him and allow him to heal you and strengthen you. Because the reality is there's no wound in us that's so deep that Jesus Christ can't heal it. And there's no suffering that we'll ever face that's so great that we can't embrace it with the strength of Christ. And there's no challenge in our lives that we'll ever be faced with that we can't overcome with the grace of God. You know, if we're in a true relationship with Jesus Christ, a deep relationship where we turn to him as our hope and as our joy, you know, we'll find the strength to face anything. And each one of us has a unique set of challenges that we'll face in life. You know, no one just coasts through life, you know, easily without any suffering, without any problems. Every one of us has crosses that we'll face. But when we find Jesus Christ in a real relationship with him, we find the one who will heal our broken hearts and give joy to our souls. A joy that grows over time. And with every challenge we face, it grows as we persevere through life. And it's a joy that will one day overflow in an incomprehensible way when we see the very source of our joy face to face.